Good morning, I'm Celeste Headley. We'll have all your sports news coming up in about 4 minutes. But in the meantime, John, if you're like me, if you've talked to runners, a lot of them take aspirin or an ibuprofen before they run. They say it keeps down the aches and the pains.
It's not about the blood thinning. It's not the blood thinning.
I don't think the blood thing is what they're working for. They're looking for the those qualities. Turns out, that's not such a good idea.
So, silly runners.
Joining us is Gretchen Reynolds. She writes a weekly column for the New York Times Magazine, and she also covers fitness for Women's Health and the Oprah Magazine. So, Gretchen, we've been hearing
She's on the line from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Life is rough.
But true. Yeah, somebody has to do it, I guess.
So, Gretchen, we've been hearing for years that you should take an ibuprofen, pop one before you go for a run, because it makes you feel better when you're finished. That's not true?
No, it's not true. And in fact, it probably does exactly the reverse. There was a study that came out earlier this month of what people were taking at the Ironman in Brazil, and about 60% of them were popping ibuprofen either right before or frequently during the race because they thought that it would both help them get through the pain of the race, and it does hurt, and even more that it would keep them from being sore afterwards. And it turns out it does neither of those. It doesn't make you feel any better during the race. It doesn't make you any less sore after the race. And it actually slows the healing of muscles. So you probably wind up a lot more sore than you would be.
Well, but how does that work? Because ibuprofen is supposed to reduce inflammation, right? It's supposed to kill pain. So why is it not doing that when you go for a run?
Well, it does not seem to be working against the pain, the discomfort, really, that is part of a hard workout. And that's partly because no one knows exactly what's causing the discomfort of a hard workout. But it's not just inflammation.
Being in the Ironman is causing the discomfort.
Yes, that seems to be absolutely clear. It is going to be uncomfortable. And they've done studies in which they asked people during some of these long, hard events, how do you feel? They would ask them at water stops. And the people who were taking ibuprofen, and often quite a bit of ibuprofen, did not feel any better than the people who were not taking ibuprofen. Neither one of them felt great, but they did not feel any better.
So do we know? Do we know what people should be doing? I mean, is there a way that people can kind of cut down on the aches and pains of running a lot?
No. What you need to do is actually listen to your body probably a little better. What happens if you take things like some of these painkillers is you can actually run through the beginnings of slight injuries and make them worse. And even more, it actually inhibits the healing of tissue. It inhibits prostaglandins. That's what it is supposed to do. But prostaglandins are very important for the healing of small muscle tears, which you get when you do a lot of working out. So if you're taking a lot of ibuprofen, you are actually making yourself overall probably feel worse,
okay,
and you're not healing as well.
Okay, great Gretchen takeaway. Reynolds, thanks. She writes a weekly column for the New York Times. She also covers fitness for Women's Health and the Oprah Magazine. You can check out Gretchen's Phys Ed column tomorrow on our partner, the New York Times website.